How can the humanities help to recover and celebrate the literature, history, and arts of African-American communities in West Baltimore? Lawrence Jackson, Bloomberg Distinguished Professor in the Departments of English and History at Johns Hopkins University, tells us about his new initiative, set to operate through JHU's Center for Africana Studies beginning this summer.
I returned to Baltimore in July of 2016 to take a job at Johns Hopkins University. As a Baltimore native, I'd always hoped for stronger relationships between Hopkins and the parts of the city I was most familiar with. I grew up in East Arlington, near the first above-ground subway station, and I went to church in Lafayette Square, the neighborhood known as Sandtown. I'm now working to build a small center called the Billie Holiday Project for Liberation Arts, an initiative designed to foster organic links between Johns Hopkins University's Homewood campus and the historic inner city of Baltimore. This project works to create a new relational circuitry between the campus and African-American parts of the city to recover and celebrate literature, history, and the arts. Seeing itself as a passageway between Hopkins and the historic corridors of the city that produced legendary 20th century black figures like Thurgood Marshall and Billie Holiday, the Institute welds the research and learning of academic disciplines in the humanities and social sciences to a vibrant but marginalized citizenry. The Billie Holiday Project for Liberation Arts sees its mission specifically in the belief that the humanities have a central role to play in the new life of Baltimore after the demise of racial segregation and deindustrialization. Named after the world's most heralded jazz singer, Billie Holiday, daughter of two Baltimoreans and raised in the city from her infancy through her adolescence, the Billie Holiday Initiative documents the unique history of African-American life, letters, and arts. The Billie Holiday Project for Liberation Arts is inaugurating an archival research consortium involving prominent local institutions with an investment in African-American print material culture. We are hosting a symposium on June 7th that includes Morgan State University, the Maryland Historical Society, and the Reginald Lewis Museum of Maryland African-American Culture and History. Our goal is to assemble the knowledgeable persons who have helped to preserve and steward Baltimore and Maryland's African-American cultural, political, and historical archives. The second aspect of our work involves creating a new information and relational flow between Johns Hopkins undergraduates and local high school students. The Intellectual Ambassadors Program, which we're piloting at Baltimore City College High School, moves the wonder and excitement of the creative humanities discourse to spaces outside of the university classroom. Johns Hopkins graduate and undergraduate students transform an inspiring discovery or learning experience generated by a recent course of study or research project, for example, into an age-appropriate presentation or workshop for high school freshmen. For example, recently a group of graduate students presented digital maps showing Frederick Douglass's historic routes, pathways, and communities through Maryland and Baltimore. The final plank in the first-year programming of this project is a musical celebration of the rich and important legacy of Billie Holiday. The annual performance will be free and open to the public with the intention of creating a new center of gravity in Sandtown for three key communities: the contemporary residents of West Baltimore, the middle-class African-American church community living along the city's northern boulevards and in Baltimore County, and the Homewood professional community of students, staff, and faculty.
More information about the Billie Holiday Project for the Liberation Arts can be found at krieger.jhu.edu/Africana. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.